Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menash. Today is another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. I love to answer your questions, and if you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Today's question comes from Omar, who asks, I'm working on the design of a new building, and the electric utility is forcing me to change the design of the electric meters from a wiring closet inside the hallway of a residential building to the building's exterior. This is going to require the running of conduit for several hundred units from the transformer vault to the exterior of the building and then back from the outside into each individual unit. I'm estimating the cost of the additional electrical work at nearly $4,000 per unit. I'm facing a project cost impact of more than $800,000. What can I do to save cost? Having a few hundred electric meters on the exterior of the building is going to consume a lot of area and be very ugly. Their constraints just seem insane. Do I just have to meet the utility's requirements, or are there alternatives? Well, Omar, this is a great question. The requirements for each utility vary widely. Your specific utility will have a construction manual which outlines the electric service requirements for new construction. It's likely that there's going to be a separate manual for residential and for commercial service. There's rarely much room to negotiate these requirements, with a few exceptions. The utility will generally require the meter room to be externally accessible by utility staff without requiring permission or access from anyone associated with the property. They want to be able to get to the meters directly by themselves. They may allow a meter room to be on the inside of the building, provided you provide a lockbox that is dedicated to utility personnel. Most utilities want their meters to also be protected from the weather, or they require the meter to be in a weatherproof enclosure, which naturally is more expensive. One alternative is to have a single service meter for the entire building. That means that the building management would pay for the electric service for the entire building back to the utility. Economically, that may not make sense. Some building owners choose to charge back the average consumption to each unit, but that too is not a good solution, at least in my opinion. When tenants are not directly accountable for their own energy consumption, they tend to consume more. They believe that their own extra consumption, spread across a few hundred tenants, won't make a measurable difference in the total bill. In isolation, that thinking is correct, but if all the tenants behave the same way, then the additional energy costs are going to be enormous. Another method is a ratio utility billing system, or what's called a RUBS. That allows property manager to pass through the full cost of utilities by dividing up each bill among the residents in the property. RUBS calculations break down the cost of the bill and allocate it to residents based on specific factors, like occupancy or square footage. Instead of a one-size-fits-nobody flat fee, resident charges are weighted to reflect their share of the consumption more accurately, but that too is open to criticism by tenants who perceive that they might not be paying their fair share. I prefer the submetering solution. Electrical submeters are very inexpensive these days, and they're simple to install during construction. They can be located in the wiring closet, and they can be integrated with the property management software. Industrial-strength property management systems like Yardi, which is most commonly used, include a module which will connect with a smart metering solution and allow for automated reading of the smart submeters and invoice the tenants directly for their electric usage. The meters usually cost up around $200 each, and they measure the energy consumption with a small coil that's wrapped around the outside of the insulation for each of the main service conductors that's routed into each apartment unit. Naturally, the submeters have to be located in a secure location where they're protected from being tampered with by tenants. By making this change, you eliminate the cost of the meter banks, the conduit, the weatherproofing for a few hundred meters. The savings can be substantial, and you're not facing the complexity of having each tenant register a new utility account in their own name each time a tenant moves in or out. You have direct control over the billing, and the property manager can be secure in the knowledge that the tenant is in fact being billed for their energy consumption. Once you implement a submetering solution for electricity, you can do the same thing for water. The technology for metering water can be based on the traditional flow meter, which is inserted into the incoming pipe for each apartment, or you can use the ultrasonic Doppler method. The advantage of the ultrasonic system is that it can clamp onto the outside of the pipe without requiring a plumber to make any changes to the system. But the ultrasonic meters are much more expensive than the inline meters. Adding an inline meter is a quick operation, taking less than 5 minutes for a plumber, especially if the pipe is made out of PEX or CPVC. The technology available in today's smart meters not only solves the dilemma with the electric utility, it's going to save you money in the design and the installation of the antiquated traditional system with individual meters for each tenant. I want to thank you, Omar, for a fabulous question. And for the listeners at home, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.